designer class starting February 6th. Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com. Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, New Orleans. This is the Jack Clegg Show, and this is Jack Clegg. How are you? I hope you're doing well since last week. Our main topic of last week and what I heard from listeners throughout the week and friends of mine, they were interested in the story about the eggs. And this week, I've tried to follow up on that a little bit, and it is fascinating. I think, let me just briefly summarize what we talked about last week, and it started with my complete support and adoration for my favorite bakery, The Station, at 4400 Bienville, great place, and the fact that they were struggling with their one raw material for baking, eggs, then the price of that has just gone up 300%. And I tried to understand what was happening, and at first, and as I posited in the show last week, the problem seemed to be caused by the avian flu. That's a bird flu. And eggs, chickens rather, throughout the United States were supposedly being infected by wild birds. Wild birds apparently caught this either in Asia, and no one has done a study of it to determine whether it was Mongolia, China, Korea, but it's generally called the avian flu. And those birds migrated into Alaska, northern Canada, and they migrated into America. And last spring, the USDA decided that what it was going to do was, in order to protect things and people, it was going to pay farmers who grew chickens, ranchers who grew chickens, to destroy them. And as a consequence, and I'm jumping to the conclusion, as a consequence, there's a shortage of eggs. They're very, very expensive. And some stores don't even have them on the shelves anymore. So that was my show last week. And I focused on the USDA's decision-making or lack of decision-making of the federal government. Because last April, they were certainly aware, and they developed a program where they were paying farmers and ranchers to kill chickens and destroy eggs. So they knew there would be a shortage of eggs and chickens. What did they do? And that's what I've been trying to find out for the past week. I haven't successfully found, and if anyone listening has information or even a hypothesis as to what happened, why the government let these chickens get destroyed, eggs get destroyed, and then decided, well, it's okay. People can just pay three times the price. We really don't care. Kind of sounds like the way they treated gasoline. Well, they managed to blame President Putin for it, but we all know that the problems with prices on gasoline went up much earlier than the war in the Ukraine. They went up in 2020 when the decision was made to stop and pull back from exploring and pulling fossil fuels out of the ground and building pipelines for them and so forth. The federal government said, no, we're not, we don't want you to do that anymore. So there was a cause and effect there. Prices certainly went up with gasoline, and you can say it was some other person's fault in a faraway country, but it was our own fault, if it was fault, that we didn't maintain energy independence. We became dependent on others. And everyone who drives a car, drives a truck, knows the price of gasoline and diesel went through the roof. I got to get rid of this. Oops. That was my cell phone. I didn't have it turned off. Anyhow, I apologize for that. So we had the same situation last April, where the federal government was taking a step. The USDA was taking the step of destroying these chickens and eggs, but apparently didn't realize that we'd have a shortage. Or they didn't care that we'd have a shortage. Or perhaps the shortage is a part of a plan to do something else. I don't know. But during this last week, since last week, I've done some investigation, and I see that this is a big issue. First and foremost, many of the people who raised chickens in large quantities were very critical of the USDA decision-making. What they were talking about was, let's say you had 20,000 chickens. One chicken that tested positive for the avian flu, your entire flock had to be destroyed. Well, normally you'd say, oh my gosh, the farmers, they wouldn't stand for that. Look at all the money they'd lose. Well, the USDA had a solution for that. You paid for it. The taxpayers paid them to get rid of all those. So there wasn't a real big hue and cry about the fact that, wait a minute, only one chicken has it, the entire flock. That's really maybe a little bit too much. Well, the farmers, they got their money straight away from the federal government, and it included a cost to replace the chickens, to replace the eggs, and to dispose, you know, from soup to nuts, they just got rid of the whole situation. So that was one thing that I read about, that many farmers were critical and said, wait a minute, why are they doing this? Others just took the cash. And we know that's a big incentive. So that was one thing that I found. It was the arbitrary nature of it. And the second thing that I found out, which was... I'm flattered that Tucker Carlson was listening to my show last Tuesday, because last night on Tucker Carlson, he did an entire show on eggs. And what he reported, what his show reported, was a different reason for the egg shortage. He was reporting that certain chickens weren't laying eggs anymore in different parts of the country. And he had guests on from... One was a lady who had a chicken farm in Minnesota. Another was a man with a chicken farm in Florida. And they talked about the failure of the cause of their chickens not laying eggs. And they gave statistics on how much they laid before. And then they started using a feed, and they identified the company, a big, big company, Purina, and said once their chickens started eating this feed, they stopped laying eggs. And they chicken farmers spoke to each other, what about you, what about you? The same thing was happening. Stores that sold the Purina, people went there, complained. The solution was that you went to a local feed store and bought something local, not a national brand like Purina. And according to the reports on Carlson's show last night, this ended the problem. The chickens started laying eggs again. a third issue has come up, and that is certain huge facilities that have chickens that lay eggs have been destroyed by fires and other unseen accidents. So it's a complicated issue, and I don't have a lot of faith. I'm a big government guy. I think government's great, does a lot of wonderful things, but I just don't understand the USDA's silence on this. I mean, there are lots of people who have lots of opinions on it. There's a lot of conflicting evidence, and they're treating it kind of like the CDC treated COVID. And I think that's wrong. Anyway, the call-in line for tonight's show is 556-9696. That's area code 504-556-9696. If you want to weigh in on some of these issues, give us a call.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at Jeff@WGSO.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we're back. Have you all made your omelets and now you're going to have more egg on your plate? There are a couple of other things I wanted to mention about the egg fiasco. And primarily, this has to do with the role of government. And I'm not in favor of the government looking over our shoulder at every opportunity. I remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about the difference. What were they going to do when we all go to electric cars and we don't sell fuel like we do today? And when we sell fuel like we do today, the government makes money. It's a tax. The government doesn't make money. You end up paying the government, and they can use that for whatever they want to. Primarily, it was used for road maintenance. But apparently, with electric vehicles now, there's a question. Now, the states have solved it by putting in charges, an annual charge. And that annual charge is supposed to be used by the state for the maintenance of state highways. But I haven't found anything indicating what steps the federal government is going to do to raise money to maintain roads and bridges, federal roads and federal bridges, when they won't be using fuel taxes. The one article that I did read was, or actually I read it in two articles, talked about using your vehicle, your electric vehicle, having a chip put in it that would somehow be controlled by your GPS on your telephone, and that it would record your distance traveled, and then there'd be a charge based on how far you went. And they thought, well, this would be quite democratic. It'll be fair. If you don't drive too far, you won't be charged much. If you drive a longer distance, you'll be charged more. But the entire issue is, do you want the government knowing exactly where you're traveling and when you're traveling and how far you're traveling? That just seemed awkward. And however, when the government has stepped in, like they did here with the egg situation, and they paid farmers, what did they do? They knew there would be a shortage of eggs and chickens. What did they do about that shortage? Well, one thing I heard about, and one of the listeners contacted me about this during the week and said, well, I wanted to raise chickens myself, but there are several stories in the media right now that various states are, in fact, requiring that you register your chickens. And I kind of laughed at that. I said, really? They care about that? Well, certainly they do. And Maryland and North Carolina both have statutes where they want you to register your chickens. And most of the other states are doing the same thing. There's a website. Let me give you this website. So if you are interested in this topic, you can contact. The name of it is wonderful. Where did I write it down here? Backyard Farms. Here's the name of the article. Well, you can find it at omlet.us. www.omlet.us. Everything you want to know. And it has an article called State Laws Concerning Backyard Chicken Raising. And that particular article shows you the existing laws. For instance, in New Orleans, according to this article, you can raise all the chickens you want in your backyard in New Orleans. And roosters, too. I didn't know. I none of my neighbors have chickens or roosters, or if they do, they're of the mute variety. They don't make any noise. Anyhow, the point that I was trying to get to was, if the government is going to step in, they need to finish the job. They need to finally decide, well, okay, we are not we don't have enough chickens here. We don't have enough eggs here. Many years ago, beginning in 2006, I believe, we began sending massive amounts of chicken to China. And they used it, and they have sent back processed chickens back to the United States. Maybe there's a way that, and of course I don't know, but internationally, a way to get countries to sell us chickens cheaper than what we're paying today, and eggs cheaper than what we're paying today. And as you'll recall on last Tuesday's show, at the very same time, there were articles, and now it's a big story, of illegal immigrants at the southern border bringing eggs and chickens across illegally because the price is so high in the United States. Okay. Let's talk about, did we have a caller call in? Yes. Hello?
Hey, this is Phil, the Patriot, the Cajun Buccaneer whistleblower. Register your chickens now. Put in your mask now. Take your vaccinations now. Stand 6 feet away from each other now. Wake up, America. Run in stores off. Amen!
Well, thank you, Phil. Phil's sarcastic message resonates with a lot of Americans, and that is that the government is into things they shouldn't be into, and I think a lot of people agree with that. Thanks for the call, Phil. There's another topic I wanted to discuss tonight, and it's on the chicken issue. Let's let that simmer for a while, unless there's another caller that would like to weigh in on one of the things we mentioned. But the next topic I wanted to discuss tonight is something I've been looking at for a while. And like all retired gentlemen and ladies, I have money that I had, you know, put away in an IRA and so forth. And, of course, like everybody else, I've lost a lot of money in that regard. But it kind of was funny money anyway. I put it in years ago. And it grew not through my efforts, but through the efforts of the economy. I want to get back to you after the break about the change in the investment world. It's a change that I see, and it's very disconcerting.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Tune in on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on WGSO, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A proposal to create a $45 million incentive fund to provide grants to insurance companies willing to write property insurance policies here receives approval from the House Appropriations Committee and now heads to the House floor.
Supporters say the incentive fund will lead to more private property insurers, which will drive up competition and lower premiums. Lafitte Representative Timothy Kerner says his insurance premium tripled to $18,000.
That people may be in a situation where their premium is larger than their house note, and they're going to be homeless.
While Kerner supports the plan, HOMA Representative Tanner McGee is concerned the incentive fund will attract companies not willing to pay their claims.
Collect a bunch of premiums for 5 years, pray I don't get a storm, and then when the time comes, not pay anything and leave the state.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Southern University in Baton Rouge mourns the death of 23-year-old business major Reginald Eloy, who was killed Monday night in a single-vehicle crash on I-110 in Baton Rouge. He is the fifth Southern University student to be killed in the last 2 months. This is news from LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets.
All right, welcome back to the show, New Orleans and the outlying areas. During the last, before last break, I was talking about the next topic that we're going to discuss, and that is the change in the financial investing world. And now, younger people, of millennials or Gen Zs and so forth, probably know this better than I do and may shake their heads and say, this old coot doesn't know what he's talking about. But back in the day, as they say, when you invested money with a broker, with a company, there was only one thing you cared about, for the most part. No, not for the most part. Definitely, there was only one thing you cared about, and that was, what was your return on your investment? When you looked at the board of directors of the company and the management of the company, which would be the CEO, the CFO, and the top management, you tried to make a decision. Is this group of people and the product that they have, is this successful? Is there a market for it? Does this product serve enough people that if 100 people bought their product last year, 200 will buy it this year, and if I've invested in it, I will profit? And it was a pure, simple money transaction. I'll give you the money. I'll invest in your company. You use it to buy a factory, build a factory, hire better employees, do what you need to do in order to sell that product for more money or more products for the same money. But the bottom line is my investment will return me money. I think that's pretty simple. Now, there's risk involved because you might invest in a company in Portland, Oregon, and you live in New Orleans. You don't really know the people. You don't really know where they went to school, what their friends are, how their work ethic is. But you're assuming that, well, the company's been around. It's got a history. You would then see how it's going. And those decisions, our brokers would tell us, are the good decisions to make would be based on there. Do we have a caller calling in? Hello, John.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. How about you, buddy?
I'm well. What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to get on the air.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say welcome to the GSO, the crew of GSO.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have you been listening to the program?
Yes, I have.
Any comments?
Yeah, it's time we stop registering our chickens, our animals. I just got off the phone with Phil. He's my sidekick on my show.
Okay.
And, I have never seen the price of eggs so high in my life. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's high with this imbecile named Joe Biden. What I don't understand is it's proven that he stole the election. Why is he still in office? If Donald Trump would have stolen the election, they would have prosecuted him already. It's a double standard for Democrat and Republicans.
Well, I listen to a lot of news, and I listen to a lot of national pundits, and that's exactly what they're saying. And I want to thank you for calling in and sharing that with me, because I think you're spot on. But in this particular evening, John, I wanted to talk about some specifics, and not the overall question of whether the current president, should be impeached for stealing the election. That's not what I'm really prepared to discuss tonight, but thanks for raising that issue. And you're absolutely right about the cost of eggs, and it registering your chickens as a solution to that problem is not a solution. And when the government comes up with things like that, it reminds me of a report that I just read. And I'm going to get back to the investment issue in a moment. But a report that I just read yesterday, and I don't have the citation here, but I'm sure most of you, or if you're reviewing the local current events, are aware of it. During the last, what do we call it? I don't want to be rude about it. The last time this administration sent out checks, these checks were called stimulus checks. But it was a little different. People had to apply for them. And they had to tell the government exactly what they weren't. They weren't asking for grants, but they wanted these stimulus payments. And there were billions and billions of dollars that went out to individuals and to corporations based on the representations that they made. Well, today, the story is that tens of billions went to people who weren't qualified, and that their representations were false. And in particular, the representations of one group of people, and I have to be honest, I did not see the factual representations and just the conclusion. And all I'm going to tell you is this could be a huge scandal, and maybe it's not true. Maybe it's false. But I've never heard this said before. That the majority of, not the majority, a large portion of that money went to federal employee insiders who knew exactly what to say and knew exactly what to put on their forms. Now, if that happened, the question of who our president is today is minor compared to that. And let me let that go. And John, thanks for the call in anyway, but thank you very much. Let me get back to what I was talking about before when I mentioned we were talking about investing and how it was purely a very, very simple solution. I gave my broker money. He invested it in the companies that he said were good companies, not good stewards, but good at making money. Their products were good. I can remember since I was a college student reading about investing, and the simple investment was, if you like that product, if you're a golfer and you like Titleist golf balls, you hit them and they perform the way you want them to perform, invest in Titleist. If you enjoy driving a particular car made by a publicly traded company, and it doesn't require a lot of maintenance, it's never broken down, and you can invest in that company. And that's usually a solid investment. There was no concern about that company's participation in anything other than making that product, distributing it, and selling it to the public. Those were the things that we looked at. Well, today it's different, and I wanted to mention today how it's different. And I did the research, read a lot about it. I found one article that summed up how the change has been made. And that article is in Forbes magazine. You can get it online at www.forbes.com. And the article is called Demystifying ESG, Its History-Current Status. And the article was written back in 2020. So what is ESG? And what does that have to do with investment? Well, and you've been reading, if you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing about the World Economic Forum. That's in Davos. Well, this is the 2023 Davos. In Davos back in 2020, the World Economic Forum, which was under the chairmanship of a gentleman by the name of Brian Moynihan. You may know him or heard of him. He was the CEO of Bank of America back then. Alongside the big four accounting firms in America and worldwide, Deloitte, PwC, KPMG, and Ernst & Young. Those are the big four. They began accelerating the ESG transformation. Now, ESG stands for Environment and Social Governance. And that means that the company has a different concern. It's not just concerned about the shareholders and making money so they can profit. That's not the concern. That is a concern, But an equally tenable and equally important concern is that the company work to improve the environment, social change, and government. These are from multinational companies, and at the next segment, we'll get into it a little deeper. Thank you, New Orleans.
Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
All right, New Orleans. Back to the fourth and final quarter here, and What I was mentioning about, if you'll hold on 1 second here, I have to do this because I was reading from my handy-dandy laptop, and we were talking about how at Davos in 2020, the investors that attended, and that's what happens at Davos, is multinational companies attend, and they talk about how best to improve the world. Well, what happened there was they decided, well, it's difficult. We want to have corporations, multinational corporations, having a more responsible position in the community. Now, that sounds good. Who would be objectionable to that? But they decided to expand the interest of the company from pleasing the shareholders to, which is called and has been called forever, shareholder capitalism, investor capitalism, that's what we know. They change it to stakeholder capitalism. Now, what is that? Well, that allowed them to deal with employees, members of the community, anybody online, and take their interests at heart. And in particular, their interest toward the environment and social change, and govern the corporation accordingly, which is very hard for me to understand because, like COVID, there's a lot of information about climate change that is unsettled. And some people are saying, well, even if the predictions are what they are, it's not going to be as big a change as the young lady Greta Thunberg says, and the world will die in 12 years. That's just dramatic and not true. But worldwide corporations have decided that they have now, they spend the money to advance theories that may not have anything to do with their product, but nonetheless advance theories from this school of thought. And that, my friends, it happens. I can't fight it. We can't fight it unless corporations and CEOs of corporations start measuring their status, not on a multinational basis. So does that mean that we should invest in companies that only are present in America or in your jurisdiction, Louisiana or another state? And will that have an impact? Because a lot of people that I talked to about this after reviewing this were of the opinion that the ESG phenomenon is fine, but it sounds a lot like wokeism. And what is the significance of it? Well, let me just share one thing that I think is the four accounting firms that I spoke to got together, and they are not the Davos 2000 or 2020 rather. Dedicated to them the obligation to change what had previously been called the rating system and to serve the growing pool of ESG investors and increase the demand for data, and that is data on whether the corporation is actually helpful to the environment and social changes. Indexes had to be created, and these indexes provide the rating system for corporations. And well, why is that important? Well, if you have a good rating, if you're AAA or sound, then it's easier for you to get money from a bank and to borrow money. And if you're not, if your rating is low, then you're going to have a tough time. So when I read this, I was like, how can this be? Well, our government stepped in. The SEC is involved in this now. And they're saying, well, we can do this. We can determine whether or not a company is doing business with a proper eye toward the environment, social change, and governance. And how this got out of control, I don't know. Now, there are probably people who are listening to this saying, well, it's about time that these corporations save the environment. Well, I can't argue with that. My problem is there's no agreement on what you need to do. There are plenty of companies that have come onto the scene saying wind turbines and solar energy is the savior. Well, we've been watching this. It's not working. Electric cars, they're going to save us. Well, we've been listening. The more we hear about it, the more we hear when the weather's cold, you can't charge your car if it's an electric car. Now, certain they're going to solve that problem. I'm sure that this problem will solve, but they're still going to need to get the electricity from somewhere. And I don't think they're going to get it from waves or wind. Anyway, next Tuesday evening, we're hoping to have Ms. Carter back again and talk about the upcoming recall petition and the prospects for it. But more importantly, what we wanted to talk about, and was hoping she could make it this evening, but she couldn't, we want to talk about the substantive reasons. In my view, right now, looking at the national landscape, having the recall of our mayor at this time is an important precedent. It is important because city after city after city is being, I think, run into the ground by people who don't appear to be answerable to the electorate. Once they get elected, it's over. Their promises aren't kept. And even if not, sometimes they don't even make promises. These are big issues, and the people of New Orleans have a chance to speak on this. And the recall election could have tremendously important ramifications in other cities who have similar problems to us. But those leaders need to know, like the homeless situation, what are they doing? We'll see you next Tuesday. Thursday night is the New Orleans Golf Show. We'll talk about a happier sport. But for night, good night, everybody. Thank you.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 a.m.
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 a.m. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 a.m.
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 a.m. New Orleans.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At least two people are now dead as winter weather slams Texas. Mark Williams heads the Texas Department of Transportation. He says some roads in the Lone Star State may be iced over through Thursday.
Freezing precipitation in those areas as the traffic backs up. We're not able to get in and treat that, and it may take a while.
The airports in Dallas and Austin are also dealing with a huge number of flight delays and cancellations as the winter storm rolls through. Record warmth was recorded through the heart of winter in New York, where every single day of January broke a record high for temperatures. It's the first time that's happened since record-keeping on the subject began in the 1860s. U.S. lawmakers are pressing the Department of Justice for access to information on the classified documents found at the residences of both President Biden and former President Trump.
I hope the administration will come up with a better answer than no.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the DOJ, says it's working to provide the information without harming the ongoing special counsel investigations. We can now see and hear former President Trump plead the fifth for hours.
Trump said back in August,
anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool.
And he did so about 400 times over 4 hours of the deposition. He also explained that he had no choice, as his family and company
have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt.
The deposition is an exhibit in the state of New York's $250 million lawsuit over the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Rich Johnson.
Vice President Harris will attend the funeral of Tyree Nichols in Memphis on Wednesday. Nichols was beaten to death by Memphis police officers earlier this month, and footage of what happened was released last week. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans think the nation should not be forced to wait until May to end the national emergencies over COVID-19. That's according to Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Well, Mr. President, if you know it's the right thing to do, don't wait until May. Let's open our country back up again. Get our economy back up again.
He says GOP lawmakers are moving to bring an end to pandemic national emergency orders with a possible vote on the matter this week. The Biden administration, meanwhile, announced plans to end the emergency on May 11th. More work on the nation's rail lines is coming, beginning in the Northeast.
The $300 million grant going to New York City for the Gateway Hudson